All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, I've been talking about several aspects of the upcoming college football season, and another aspect that I want to hit on today are the candidates for the Butkus Award as being the top linebacker in college football this year. I look at Devin Bush, the junior out of Michigan, a little undersized at 5'11", 222 pounds, but this guy has great instincts and he is also a natural leader, and he also plays on one of the best defenses in the nation. And once you factor that in, along with the fact that Michigan will get plenty of pub this year due to the fact, of course, they play in the Big Ten and they'll play plenty of nationally televised games, Bush will get the attention of many voters around the nation. Devin White, the junior out of LSU, he's 6'1", 240 pounds, and he plays in a conference where strong linebacking play is needed, especially going up against some of the top quarterbacks and top running backs in the country. You look at the University of Wisconsin and senior TJ Edwards at 6'1", 244 pounds. Now you look at this Wisconsin defense, stingy is the best way to describe them. They were second in the nation last year in total defense, only to Alabama, and they bring the wood, and Edwards is a part of that. Shaq Quarterman, the junior out of Miami, he's 6'1", 240 pounds, and plain and simple, he flies to the ball carrier. Over the years, we've seen this program have a history of churning out strong defensive players, and Quarterman is right on that list. Mack Wilson, the junior out of Alabama, he's 6'2", 236 pounds, and he's the prime candidate to not only be the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, but also win the Butkus Award. Another linebacker at Wisconsin, Ryan Connolly, who's 6'3", 228 pounds, and he's a throwback player to a different era of football. This is all about smash mouth with him, as he knows how to square up, get to the tackler, and basically deliver the wood. You look at senior outside linebacker Kendall Joseph at Clemson, a little undersized. He's 6 feet, 225 pounds, but he is fast and he gets to the football, and he's going to be a big part as far as Clemson's run to the college football playoff once again. Junior middle linebacker Joe Bocci from Michigan State. He's 6'2", 233 pounds. And he's a flat-out stud who can, plain and simple, just stonewall any ball carrier that he gets close to. Ronley Lakalaka, the senior outside linebacker at San Diego State, a little undersized to 6 feet, 225 pounds, but he's fast. However, he might not get the pub that he deserves due to the fact that he plays in the Mountain West Conference. Another Mountain West Conference linebacker, Jeffrey Allison, the junior out of Fresno State. He comes in at 6 feet, 250 pounds, and he is a force at that linebacking position, and he also could be the Mountain West Conference's Defensive Player of the Year. Another player to look out for in the Mountain West is going to be Boise State junior middle linebacker Tyson Maeva. He comes in at 6 feet, 214 pounds, a little undersized, but he plays on one of the better defenses in the nation. Now, last year, Leighton Vander Esch got a lot of the pub at Boise State, and rightfully so. He was a Mountain West Conference Defensive Player of the Year, and of course, he was a first-round pick this year by the Dallas Cowboys. Like I said before, Maeva has a small frame, but he can bring the wood. Logan Wilson, the junior middle linebacker out of Wyoming. This guy is a stud, and he has a solid NFL future ahead of him. You're talking about a guy that is 6'2", 229 pounds, and he plays on one of the stingiest defenses in the nation, and I guarantee you it won't be long before more people in the country know who Logan Wilson is. And finally, David Reese, the junior middle linebacker out of Florida, 6'1", 239 pounds, and he would have gotten more pub last year had the Gators had a better record, but as I think Florida's going to bounce back this year under first-year head coach Dan Mullen. you're going to see Reese with more airtime, and I think more people are going to pay attention to what he can do on the field. So those are some guys to look out for at the linebacking position this year as far as being in the hunt to win the Butkus Award. And like I've said before, and I'll say it again, the college football season is right around the corner, and there's plenty of excitement in the air for this campaign. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.